take a few deep breaths and allow yourself to become still in your mind. Become aware of all the thoughts that preoccupy your mind. Observe them. Observe your breath. And allow yourself to become still. In this meditation, you will get insights and remember your soul purpose, your calling. And reach deeper levels of awareness of what your soul purpose is and how you can unleash its full potential. Your purpose, your calling, is an ancient whispering of your soul. It is connected to your soul frequency, to your intuition, to your true self, and it is something that not only heals yourself, but many others too. Because we are all connected. We are one. The purpose is your biggest strength and also your protection. Because it's pure light, radiant light. And in that light, you're perfectly safe. You're innocent. You're free. You're not your body. It is a gift that has been given to you for this world, a unique gift. For the world. And with it, you're able to contribute and serve others. It's connected with your unique soul vibration, your soul print, your talents, and also your history, your stories, your experiences in life. It's your destiny. And until you find your calling and follow it, you're not in balance and fulfilled. You're not whole. So let the full potential of your soul purpose be shown to you in this meditation. Let it be revealed and dive with me into these five levels of soul purpose that we are going to discover together. These five levels are magically connected to each other. They're like a compass or a path of revelation, and they help you to remember your very own mission and discover your gifts to this world. So let's journey together and be open for clarity and insights into the depth of what your soul purpose is. So the first level is your joy, your passion. And as you connect with joy and passion, first allow yourself to feel the energy of joy. Tune into joy. Think of the things that you really like to do, that you love to do. And download the frequency of joy. It's a very high vibration. And while you're downloading and becoming this vibration of joy, you can time travel back into your childhood or your youth and remember what were the things that you really loved to do. Maybe you loved to paint or to make music or to write, or you loved to be outside, to be active. Maybe even then you were a child that needed a lot of silence and stillness because you're more an introvert. What do you love to do? What are the things you really love to do? The things that call you? And how much more can you allow yourself to practice these things in your life, to give them space, to make space for them, to allow more joy, more passion into your life? How much more can you let go of heaviness, of duty, victim consciousness? How much more do you want to allow yourself now to live joyfully? And to commit yourself to follow your joy, to do the things that bring you joy and that also bring joy to others. And maybe you feel by asking these questions that there's more space, more freedom, more choice available for you. Feel the space, the openness, the freedom, how you can choose joy. And breathe in the energy of joy, breathe in. The love, the joy, the freedom. So the second level of your soul purpose is your gift. And here you can ask yourself the question, What are the things you're particularly good at? What do you always get compliments on? Because our soul purpose is very closely linked to our disposition and talents. And we have usually already begun to develop these before this incarnation. And we bring those talents and those skills into our lives. It is an ancient knowledge, an ancient wisdom inside us. And we can tap into these fields of potential, of talents, of knowledge, when we allow ourselves to trust our intuition, our intuitive knowledge, our intuitive wisdom. How much more do you want to allow yourself to trust your intuition now? How much more do you want to let yourself be guided by the intuition and show your gifts and your talents to the world, to shine your light? Who do you want to become by unleashing your soul's full potential, the full potentiality of your talents and gifts? Who do you want to be? And see yourself as that new person, that new being that you become by unleashing, in the process of unleashing your potential and your talents. And there is so much more that you can accomplish. There are deep reservoirs of potential inside you that want to be discovered, that want to be lived. Feel the abundance and the richness of life. And breathe out all the limitations, all the thoughts of limitation, all the contraction that you may still feel. So the third level of soul purpose is weakness. And when we look at weakness, we're also connecting to our vulnerability, to a weakness a wound, a pain point, a shadow. But we're coming with the awareness of wholeness, of healing, that we can shift the perspective and make a new choice. That we can make it our strength. So allow yourself to connect with a weakness or a weak point in your life, a feeling of weakness or vulnerability, a wound, maybe a thing that you don't want to talk about, you don't want to think of, maybe you feel shame or fear of admitting. But now let it arise with love, with empathy towards yourself, and become a mother to a child as you embrace these weaknesses, these wounds, and integrate them. And as you feel how they shift already into strength, into resources, because they are resources. So feel all the strength, all the healing capacity, the resilience you have, and the wholeness, the integration, this new level of integration and integrity that is available for you. And let's look at the fourth level of soul purpose, the crisis. Crisis and challenges are a part of life. They are catalysts for healing, transformation, and evolution. And you can look at your own life, at the crisis, certain crises and challenges that you've mastered in your life, and ask yourself, what did I learn from them? What lessons did they bring to me? How can I be more inclusive and accepting of these learning tasks, these lessons? How can I become more humble? And inviting And how can I shift the perspective without bypassing and also invite the energy of miracles, because they are the shift. The miracle is the shift of perception. Miracles are portals for forgiveness and healing and transformation. And when you are maybe right now in an experience of crisis or trauma, you can always pray and ask for healing and miracles and trust that they are going to be provided at the same time. So embrace all the crisis in your life as well as in the collective, and allow yourself to shift into healing mode, into a healing mind. And feel all the strength and the dignity that lies in that new choice. And with this new level of integration and integrity, we're going to look at the fifth level of soul purpose, which is service. So we are looking at the contribution, the service that you are bringing into this world. And you can ask yourself, what does the world need right now most? And what would be missing if I stopped doing it? You can make a contribution, you can help. Your part is important and essential. Because you would not have been given this life and this precious time if you couldn't make a difference every human being, every individual is unique and important. So you have been given this time on earth and your talents to make something of it and to get the best out of it. You have a destiny, a mission, and that has been set for a long time. Make a choice and decide to live the full potential of your soul's purpose. It is worth it. Feel the power of the new choice. Feel it. So what if from now on you lived in an attitude where you could not make a wrong choice? How much easier would your life become if you allowed yourself to simply choose what you want instead of thinking about what you want? If you felt it and acted and chose accordingly. This is the way of the soul, the way of the intuition. This is soul creation, the power of source-aligned manifestation.